Hi, this is Ken McCarthy, and we're starting this season of pre-system seminars with Robert Middleton, and I think Robert's an excellent choice for launching the 2008 season. These calls are preparation for the annual System Seminar Conference, which this year will be held in Chicago, May 30th, 31st, and June 1st. Robert, welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Well, I'm particularly glad to have Robert on because at this point there are only three internet newsletters that I read, and Robert's is one of them. I look forward to it. I make sure I open it. I save them in case I need to refer to them. I've even created a little system that allows me to do a search in case there's particular topics I want to refresh my mind on. I think Robert's doing some of the most original, creative, and inspiring work, and especially if you're in the field of advising others, whether it be as a consultant or as a coach, or if you're thinking of leveraging your marketing and internet knowledge that way, Robert is absolutely a person that I follow very closely. And we're going to be talking about his evolution as a marketer because, like all of us, we all start from zero, with zero knowledge, and we find our way bit by bit. And Robert's been on a very interesting journey, and he's ended up by sort of fusing his marketing expertise, which was significant before the Internet came along, with the Internet as a medium. And he's found pretty unique ways to serve people who are trying to market their businesses better. And if you are inclined to do that kind of a thing, I think you're going to find this call very informative and very inspiring. So, Robert, let's talk. You're originally from Canada, is that right?
Yes, I am Canadian.
Okay, and then you ended up in a beautiful part of the country, the U.S., Northern California.
Yeah, not only that, I live in a redwood forest overlooking a river.
Not bad.
I always like to tell people that.
Not bad.
I'm looking over my river right now.
Excellent.
And from my office.
I assume you're working. You work at home?
I have a home office right beside my house.
Great. And you are in the business of publishing and providing marketing advice to pretty much professional people, right? Like accountants and
consultants, coaches, trainers, financial people, design people. You know, anybody who has clients instead of customers,
mm-hmm.
people that sell services instead of products, usually professional services. So that's in my specialty for more than 23 years now.
Wow. Wow. And obviously there's a lot of people that make their living that way. And
it's a huge market.
And yet it's kind of hard to find good advice in that arena. And it's I imagine it's kind of challenging, too, to find service professionals or people that are providing services as their profession. It's kind of hard to find them, too, and bring them into the loop and let them first demonstrate that you have something to offer them, and then to help them on their way.
Well, you know, to tell you the truth, it's not the hardest market to find because independent professionals, which is the category I call them, they're out there doing a lot of networking, looking for business and looking for help. So if you belong to a chamber of commerce or professional associations or leads groups, that's all you find is independent professionals. So in the early days of Action Plan Marketing, I did a lot of networking and a lot of speaking to those groups, and it wasn't too hard to find them. And I found that it was actually fairly easy to focus in on that particular population. If you're trying to sell to a CEO in a certain kind of company, that's a lot harder because those guys don't go to networking events that most people go to, and you know, cold calling is not the easiest and most effective thing. So I didn't really like cold calling. This group is not the easiest to cold call, but they're not too hard to find through networking and speaking.
Gotcha. Got you. So you used the right method. Now, originally,
and then when I went on the internet, I find, you know, after a number of years and getting good search engine positioning, I found a lot of them found me, and I got a lot of word of mouth, and I get 200 to 300 new subscribers every week to my e-zine that find me that are looking for what I have.
I mean, that just must be mind-boggling. If you think of the old days when you were doing your networking, you know, you'd go to various meetings, pretty much locally in the Bay Area.
Pretty much locally.
Okay, and so you were limited to how many people you could actually physically get in front of, and it was effective for you.
Yep.
But now to have 200 or 300 new people show up every week. Now, what's interesting to me, you mentioned that is pretty much on, you know, we always hear this phrase, autopilot, but in your case, there's a lot of truth to it. You put out an excellent newsletter, as I referred to earlier in the beginning of the call. So it's a good newsletter. It's solid. It's something people would definitely read and tell other people about. And that is your primary advertising method at this point.
Yeah, it's my primary marketing or promotional method. And, you know, in the days when I did a lot of networking, and I still do some networking and I still do some live speaking, I also sent out a newsletter. And I sent it out less often. I think it was every 2 months. But it was from people that I compiled through my networking and speaking and word of mouth, et cetera. But my list wasn't big. It was only 600 people or so. And then after I got a website and saw a few people doing e-zines, I thought I'd go in that direction. And when I realized I could send out to a heck of a lot more people for virtually no cost, I discontinued my mailed newsletter. But, you know, I even got good results from the mailed newsletter. So I really continued the same thing I was doing. I'd been writing articles for years, which basically consisted of tips, strategies, ideas about growing your business, about finding clients, about marketing. So I just transitioned. And unlike a lot of people, Ken, that are on the Internet doing marketing services, I really don't teach much about Internet marketing. It's mostly about how to put your message together, how to focus on the right clients, how to develop marketing action plans. The Internet is just a piece of that, so I don't, you know, train people specifically on how to get rich on the Internet, for instance.
Well, I find that the technical and the how-to aspects of the Internet are very, you know, cut and dried, very clear. You learn them, you know them, and then that's it. There's really not a whole lot more to say once those basic concepts are
created. Once you know how to put together a good website. And, you know, there's a lot of Internet people out there that have websites that get someone else to do all the design and some of the writing, and you don't have to be really, really highly technical to be able to do it. You need to have someone that's flexible enough so that you can update things. And then through the e-zine, I use a system called AWeber, which so many people have heard about. And all you do is you write your newsletter, then copy, paste it into AWeber, press a button, and it goes out when you want it to go out. It's not too hard to do. What is hard, Ken, is the writing. You know, and that's hard whether you're on the Internet or not. And it's really not that hard. You know, if you do these things regularly, you get better and better and better at them. I just sit down every Monday and I go, well, what am I going to write about today?
Mm-hmm.
And a couple hours later, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes better, sometimes worse.
And in your case, you're focusing on, well, for lack of a better word, the strategic issues related to marketing, some of the, you actually cover a very wide gambit of stuff.
It's all kinds of things, anything related to marketing and selling, growing your business. Customer service comes into that because that's really part of marketing if you take great care of your customers and work with them in the right way. You're going to get more word of mouth. So I also talk these days about the internal aspects or the inner game of marketing.
Yep.
Because one thing I discovered is self-employed people learned a particular profession, such as coaching or consulting or law or whatever it is, and they love to do that, but they were never taught to market. And so a lot of people that are independent professionals have a fear or resistance or aversion to marketing. They don't like to market. They don't think it's dignified. You know, you've heard some of these things,
oh, absolutely.
I'm sure. And people kind of get weird about marketing, and they avoid it. And yet they know they have to do it, and it's very painful for a lot of people. So I've developed a lot of strategies and ideas and techniques and approaches and, you know, philosophies, and have borrowed a lot of things and learned a lot of things that help people get past those inner barriers to marketing themselves. You know, marketing can actually be a great service. you know, if you're selling something that's valid, that makes a difference, that's necessary, marketing is a noble thing to do. You know, you're depriving people if you don't communicate about what you're doing. So, you know, my byword might be marketing with dignity, which a lot of people, that would be an oxymoron, marketing with dignity. So I think of marketing as education.
Mm-hmm.
It's educating people. It's informing.
Hello? I have just lost you. I don't know if you can hear me. I can't hear you, and I heard a sudden cutoff, like a click, and then you were gone. So I am going to keep talking. My phone indicates that I'm still connected to the line. So I'm just going to keep talking a little bit, and hopefully you'll show up again. We'll see how good our improvisational skills are. One of the newsletters that, I mean, I always liked Robert's work. I've known Robert for, I think, back to 2000, so it's been a fair while. But one of the things that really hooked me on his newsletter was he talked about the issue of promises. And if you look at a lot of, especially in the internet marketing arena, everything seems to be make the biggest, wildest, craziest promise you can possibly get away with. And obviously there's a lot of problems with doing that, especially when people don't deliver on their promises. Then on the other side, hello, Robert, are you back?
I'm back.
Great.
You wouldn't believe it. I lost my power. I had to switch another phone that doesn't need any power.
Well?
And can we pick up and can you patch that together?
We are absolutely haven't missed a beat. In fact, I was just telling our listeners about one of the issues that you wrote several years ago that I absolutely loved, and it spoke to this issue of sort of the psychology or the inner game of marketing and how to orient oneself to the task and the challenge of marketing. And I don't know if you remember this issue, but what you wrote about was the issue of three kinds of marketers, the ones that make these, you know, wild, off-the-wall claims and really have no intention of backing them up. And then on the other extreme, you have people that are overly timid. I mean, they may have a great service and they may really be wonderful, but they're, you know, they stand in the corner and they speak quietly and they underpromise. And
they're scared to death.
Exactly. And then you
were
talking about this middle way of, you know, being clear to you first in your own mind about the value that you offer, and then being absolutely, oh, for lack of a better word, rigorous and courageous about stating that value. And I just thought that was the greatest, one of the greatest articles on the inner psychology of marketing that I
ever read. Yeah, I think I remember. I think it was called The Middle Way.
Yeah.
I wrote it a couple of years ago. And that is the way. And that way is, it's not about being, Jim, not finding the word. The middle way, you can still be bold.
Yes.
You can still be very enthusiastic about what you do, but you lifelong learning is a value for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're always learning new ways, new strategies, new things. You're excelling in your business.
Mm-hmm.
You make the center of your business providing fantastic service to your clients and really making a difference.
Mm-hmm.
You're committed to producing results. And all of that is the foundation. And then what you're doing from there is you're educating people. You're passionately educating people. One name that I give to independent professionals who are marketing themselves is info gurus, information gurus.
Mm-hmm.
So you have information, or you are an information expert in some area, and you're a guru or expert, and you have to get the information out there. And I said that the way that one markets as an info guru is you're somewhat of an evangelist.
Mm-hmm.
An evangelist in the best sense, because, you know, it can sort of be over the top as well. But an evangelist is passionately believes in what they have. They communicate it effectively. They are passionate. They really believe in it. They're sincere, you know, they're true to their heart. So that kind of evangelist. The trick is staying in that middle place, because it's easy to sort of drift into hype.
Yeah.
you know, we go, gee, well, if I promised that and did this and, you know, made it, went over the top, then maybe people would believe me. Because we want people to understand us. We want them to believe us and take us up on our offers and all that stuff. And, you know, to stay in that middle way of educating people and showing people how it works and giving people samples, it takes some work. Mm-hmm. It takes some effort. It takes some time. And but there are really no shortcuts to that.
And I want to point out to people, this advice is coming from somebody that has been involved in marketing for 20-plus years. And, you know, I have as well. And, you know, I you know, it's hard. I know there's always a lot of listeners who are new or relatively new to marketing. And, you know, you sometimes see people that are flashier, at least for the moment.
Yes.
And they seem to be these brilliant meteors streaking across the sky. But and it's not that we want to slow anybody down or we want to make marketing less thrilling, because actually done right, it's a very exciting process. But I think Robert and I want to point out that if you want to be at this for a long time and you want your business to grow steadily year after year, which I think characterizes your business and it characterizes mine as well, it is a good thing to think through these issues. There is a tendency, especially in the internet marketing arena, to you know, really promise things that are not really going to be delivered.
Yeah, and you hear about it all the time. And the sales letters look fantastic and over the top and wonderful, et cetera. And you know, sometimes people have something that is fantastic, that is great, and they do charge a lot for it, mm-hmm. and it does produce the results. So you know. Buyer beware, you know. You shouldn't buy something that doesn't have a guarantee, for instance.
Well, if somebody does have something that really is a dramatic breakthrough and really produces fantastic results, fine. Just as you mentioned, the word that you use, just educate people on the actual value that's there. But your sequence is first have the value, then be courageous, you know, to use that word, be courageous in explaining that value to people. But don't sell the empty box on the one hand where you don't really have the great thing and you're acting
right.
as if you do. And on the other hand, if you do have something good, please don't be shy. Please don't stand in the corner. Please don't put your light under a bushel. And we're spending a bit of time on this because it's kind of the core issue of marketing. What voice are you going to take? Are you going to take the voice
right.
of hype? Are you going to take the voice of the shrinking violet? Or are you going to take the voice of truth and commitment?
Right.
And I just love that issue, and you put out a lot of great material that addresses these sort of core fundamental things. See, the technology of marketing, really, I think the whole thing could be explained in an afternoon.
You know? Right.
But the core...
Yeah, that shouldn't be a mystery. That's known information, and it's, as you say, it's kind of cut and dried.
Yeah.
It's technical.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of people that are listening to this call are looking at coming to the system seminar. And they're thinking, will this help me in my business? And one thing that I would say is, I suppose people come into the seminar thinking of using the internet. They don't even have a business yet, and they're going to create one of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have a business, and they want to figure out how to use the internet to accelerate the results. But I think, above all, this is my belief. Maybe not everyone's. You ought to have a business that you're passionate about, that you believe in, that you can make a difference in. If you just come to the internet saying, you know, I'll sell anything as long as it could make money, there's a problem with that model, I think.
Yep.
Some people perhaps make it work. I went to my first internet seminar and I talked to a guy and I said, well, you know, I focus on helping independent professionals find clients and marketing, and so all my internet marketing is about selling products and services and programs that help people do that. So I'm using the internet as a vehicle to help me do that. And he says, well, why are you limiting yourself? Why don't you sell anything? And I said, well, that's not my business. And he couldn't understand that. And we couldn't really, it was to him, it was just about selling anything and just making money.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I've been in this business 23 years, and believe it or not, I'm still not bored with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I have a passion, I have a mission to help people that have their own business that want to be successful and they're struggling. I really want to help them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like them, so I've gone through everything they've gone through. So I've gone through the journey and I can help people, and it's very fulfilling and very satisfying. So I don't care what you're selling. You could be selling services or products or whatever. But if you have some passion, it means you'll have more knowledge about it, more information, more understanding, more connections. And then you plug the internet into that marketing as a tool and focus on particular markets, et cetera, and you can produce just amazing results.
Yep.
Amazing
and,
results.
Yeah, and the passion, yeah, it's not a truism or something that people say just to make people feel good. You really, passion gives you stamina.
Yeah.
And stamina leads to longevity, and a lot of great things happen to businesses and business people that stay in an area and stay in a field or of service and just stick with it, and you get bigger and your reputation grows. And let's circle back to the dynamics of your newsletter, which I hope everybody caught, but if not, let's review them. You started out in the olden pre-internet days with 600 people on your mailing list. Now you're adding.
Yeah, I suppose it was originally about 10, you know.
Right, well, yeah, we all start, you got to start with, you know, a handful.
Yeah.
And by the way, let's encourage everybody, please never, especially when you're getting started, please never look at your small numbers and think, oh my God, I'm never going to be like so and so.
Yeah.
Stick with
it. I struggled for a very long time.
Yeah, we
I think longer than the average.
Well, I think I'm in that boat too, really. And so please, you know, listeners, don't think that this is all about, you know, if you haven't gotten rich by a quarter after three on Wednesday, all is lost. Believe me, all is not lost. You can have spectacular success starting with very small numbers. So you, at one point, you maxed out your physical mailing list in the pre-internet days at 600. Now you're getting 200 to 300 new subscribers a week. And this is happening because people are pretty much, they're just basically sharing the newsletter with friends and colleagues.
Yeah, I had very decent Google positioning for a long time. That slipped a bit,
mm-hmm.
and I'm working on boosting it up, but that helped. But, you know, I think the best subscribers to my newsletter are people that heard about it through someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And I found this when I've done workshops. I ask, how did you first hear about me? How did you get on my email list? Because everyone came to the workshop because I sent them an email because they were on my list. So I've always wondered, how do you get on my list? And about 80% found out and got on the e-zine list because a friend recommended them. So a lot of people probably find me on the internet, so of those 200 to 300, a lot of them, in all honesty, aren't that qualified. They just go and, oh, he's got a free thing and I'll get it, etc. But it's those people that are referred that are more likely to stay with the e-zine, read the e-zine, buy some products, get some value, refer it to others. So that's an interesting thing. The facility of the internet through an e-zine and the website makes networking easier and faster.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I talk to people all the time, say, I've sent dozens of people to your site, and I'm sure several of those have signed up for the e-zine.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear it day in and day out. So it's having a good product and service just in terms of the free e-zine that gets the word of mouth going and gets people signing up for it.
And then by publishing, you publish weekly.
Yes.
You're basically creating ammunition for your existing network to help spread the word about what you're doing further.
Yeah. And one of my principles in marketing is give away something for free. Not everything for free, not too much for free, but something for free.
Mm-hmm.
And the e-zine is that. And also, it's also like a magazine in that, you know, what pays for a magazine is the ads, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in almost every e-zine, I mention a teleclass that I'm doing or a program that's coming up or my certification program that I'm doing, and I simply use that as the vehicle. So I give away good, useful, solid information that people can use. It's about 750 words, more or less, every week.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's always some promotion.
Mm-hmm.
And usually the promotion is not in depth and long. It's usually about 4 or 5 lines. We have a new teleclass on this, blah, 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 et cetera, to find out more, go here, click. It takes them to a website, and then there's a letter or page that has a few pages of information on that, whatever it is, and that sells people on whatever the product or service is.
But when I get your newsletter, I'm always aware and anticipating that it's going to be packed with content.
Right.
Not necessarily long, as you mentioned, it's 750 words, but it's going to be worth reading. You know, it's not going to be filler so that Robert can stick some ads in. It's
right.
More like, hey, it's going to be an amazing, sort of brain boost. And there will probably be some links to some things that he's doing, which I may or may not check out on any given day.
Right.
But the key is, I know there's going to be value. And this is it may seem like a simple issue, but I know there's a lot of people that are very confused about the world of e-letters and thinking that, oh, I should send one letter. Here are sorts of crazy ratios, like one letter should actually have content, and the next letter I should send should just be all pitch. And then other people will talk about various ratios of two pitch letters to one content letter. I'm always thinking, this is lunatic. But I hear people talk about this at very expensive seminars.
Well, I think it's interesting because, I've also always said, believe it or not, if I could, quote, get away with sending an e-zine every day, or a promotion, and people didn't unsubscribe in droves and they appreciated it, well, of course I'd do it.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to find a balance. And for some people, once a week is, I'm even sending too much for them.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, I get on lists where I get something almost every day and sometimes a couple times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that kind of backfires, and must work for these people. I don't know how well it works, but in most of these, there isn't a lot of solid information. It's just, well, here's a new thing that I'm doing, or here's a new joint venture, and it's just a little too much over the top. And I sort of I put a limit on it: one e-zine a week, and then maybe a couple times a month, usually on a Thursday, if I am doing a special teleclass or workshop, I'll send a special thing saying, here's a special notice just for this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always pretty low-key. It takes them to the website for more information. And that's worked for me.
Mm-hmm.
And any time I've overdone that, I get a lot of bad feedback. And I get a lot of unsubscribes.
Okay.
So, if you overdo it, people will leave you in droves and stop reading your e-zine.
And you don't want that because
it's a
great way to deliver your message. Now, your emails are very consistent, not only in quality and they're being worth reading, but also the format. Can you tell me a little bit why you're so consistent in the way you present your
Well, it's changed a little bit over the years, but it's pretty the same. I sort of have a masthead, more clients, the online newsletter for independent professionals or on attracting new clients. And then I have a link or two at the beginning that says, if you want to see this online, click here for the blog. The blog is essentially the e-zine online.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have usually a top little blurb, e-zine of the week or teleclass of the week or audio program of the week. And then I have the title of the article and then the whole article. And then I have a bunch of things underneath the article. I have other links to my various services that I have, et cetera. So you don't have to wade through too much to get through the e-zine.
Mm-hmm.
I find that when you have to go like two pages before you actually get to an article, that slows things down.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured not too much up front. Just make sure you identify it. Here's what it's about this week. Here's just one thing you don't want to miss, which is an upcoming teleclass, and then into the article.
You're very, for lack of a better word, considerate of your readers' time. In other words, you orient them very quickly.
Well, I also tell them how long it is, how many words, and how many minutes it will take to read.
Oh,
I got that from someone. I said, I kind of like that, So I figure a reading rate is about 250 words a minute.
Okay.
So for 750 words, that's 3 minutes.
Okay.
So it's in that ballpark every time.
Well, this is just sort of good, I think, good salesmanship, and a lot of people, think of salesmanship as, the louder, the better. But I think a huge part of salesmanship is common courtesy.
Yeah.
And your emails reflect that. So not only, do we get value from your emails, but, I also know I'm not going to get hammered on the head about something just when I open one of Robert's emails. So
Ken, something that I've learned from you and a lot of the people from the System Seminar and other internet seminars I've taken is it's interesting that many of these people that are most successful have read a lot of marketing books, many from the master copywriters such as Caples and people like that.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, John Caples has a book called Tested Advertising Methods, which I read, you know, years and years and years ago. And he has 8 chapters on headlines.
Mm-hmm.
8 chapters.
Mm-hmm.
So there's so many subtle things about this. So really learning the art of writing copy, writing things that interest people, engage people, involve people, there are so many tips. You'll probably be interviewing some people that will be talking about some of those tips. But they're, you know, we can all basically string sentences together, but it's a useful thing to do some study in the area of basic copywriting. And something like John Caples, you could probably recommend some other very good ones.
Oh, sure. And just a minor point on John Caples. When you get the John Caples book, make sure it's 4th edition or earlier, because unfortunately the newest fancy edition stripped all the value out of it. Caples passed away several years ago.
They put in all new examples, right?
Yeah,
that's
they're just not the best examples. I think and of course, you know, he personally handled every edition of that book throughout his lifetime, and you know, he's just not around to supervise it anymore. I want to recommend a book to everybody since you brought this up, which is considered a sales book. It's called How I Raised Myself from Failure to Success in Selling.
And by Frank Becher.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, the number of very, very top people, I'm thinking of people like Gary Bensavenga, I'm thinking of the founder, Marty Edelstein, the founder of Boardroom, which is one of the great newsletter success stories of all time, they just revere that book. I know Marty, for example, gives it away by the crate load every year.
Really?
Oh, he thinks it's the ultimate book on direct mail, even though the book never
discusses it. It's about selling, because it's all about communicating with real clarity and real benefit and real value.
Yep.
And I read that book probably over 20 years ago. I think I should dig it out and read it again.
I think you might be shocked.
I have a lot of good books on my bookshelf that I ought to revisit. But
the point that you were making earlier, the system seminar, even though we are certainly we cover internet marketing, that's our focus. I think we're better than average on being on top of trends. We were, you know, for instance, 3 years ago, we were alerting everybody to get knowledgeable about video and how important video was going to become, and that day has certainly happened. So we're technologically savvy. We've got our ear to the ground in terms of new changes, but we are, at our root, an old-school marketing educational institution. We're rooted in the classics. We're rooted in the face-to-face selling that works, the direct mail of old that worked, and we're applying those principles to the internet. And I think if there's any one reason why our graduates do so well, it's because they not only get exposure to the technological things and the current things that are going on, they are pointed in the direction of the classic tried and true things that work day in and day out. And you know, one of the challenges of your method of marketing, which is using the newsletter and having a weekly newsletter, is being interesting and being welcome, being a welcome guest on a regular basis.
Right.
And that is something that really, frankly, is an old school art. It's, you know, a lot of, it's just not something you're going to learn by messing around with pay-per-click or autoresponders.
I know.
You know, it's something that it's an old school thing in the old days when people did go door to door and did call on their clients on a weekly or monthly.
Or stores used to, you know, write letters to their customers. I can't remember what book it was in, but I remember this fellow, it might have been Caples, that owned a clothing store, and he would write these amazingly charming letters about the suits that he had on for sale and the new fabric that he got in from Italy and how amazing it was. And he would just tell these stories in such a way that your mouth would water. You'd want to come in and go to the store. And the passion behind it, and he could find something to write every month about suits.
Mm-hmm.
And we still see that kind of copy today. They're actually, you know, direct mail, et cetera, there is copy like that. And we have to put a little time and attention into learning some of those basics.
That's why passion for a product line or a marketplace is so important, because it shows. And in the early days of the internet, it may have been possible because the medium was so new and the sophistication of marketers, you know, vis-a-vis the internet was so low, that you could pretty much market anything and make money and sometimes even a lot of money. And but you know that day is passing. I mean, we've got more every day. More and more people become sophisticated about the technological side of the internet. It's not shooting fish in a barrel anymore. And so those who are thriving and excelling and attaining success are people who are focusing on a market, getting to know a market deeply, as you've gotten to know yours.
Yes.
Building a long-term relationship with the market. It's not just verbiage here. We're talking about something that pays very, very rich dividends. You know, if you look, for instance, if we looked at the Forbes 400, we're not going to see guys on that list who are in 18,000 different businesses.
Right.
You have Michael Dell. You have the Walton family. You have Bill Gates. Now you have Warren Buffett, who has a collection of companies, but every one of the he's a company collector, basically.
Right.
But every company that he collects has a very intense laser-like focus on their marketplace. And I don't see any other way anyone could build longevity and long-term success in business without that kind of immersion in one market, not 10,000 different markets, but one market that you get to know inside and out. And they get to know
that's
you
right.
inside
and out. Or one specialty or one thing that you're better at than anybody else. Mm-hmm. You know, I've focused on independent professionals since I started my business, but my service offerings have changed dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it went from basically working with people one-on-one in person,
mm-hmm.
Also to doing some design work for those people. I designed business identities and websites, but the target market was still the same,
mm-hmm.
to doing more coaching over the phone,
mm-hmm.
As I got my site and I started to get people from a long distance. And then I transitioned from that to one-on-one work over the phone to group work over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, who knows what my business is going to look like in the next 20 years, but I still know I'll still have the same market. I'll just be offering different services. And now what I'm doing is training and certifying people in my marketing system so they can be marketing coaches as well.
Wow.
And so that's my biggest focus right now. I still sell products, audio programs, my manual, et cetera, online. That's a big part of my income. But my biggest passion right now is training people and working with them in this year-long program that I do. And if I didn't have the internet, I probably wouldn't be able to sign them up. Because
right.
basically I send out emails and tell people about it, and they go to a page on the website and they learn all about it. They fill out an application, and then I get back to them and we talk on the phone. And, yesterday someone signed up and today somebody signed up for that. And thank God for the internet and email. It makes it so much easier and faster.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so the fact that you've been in your market for so long has given you a chance to experiment with different offerings, grow your offerings, try different things.
Yep.
And I love the direction you're going in now, which is not simply delivering a service or even delivering knowledge about a service, but empowering other people to take the knowledge that you've accumulated and the knowledge that they've got as well, and just basically you're multiplying your effectiveness by certifying other people to deliver the kind of advice that you've been delivering.
Right. I figure I couldn't. One day I woke up and said, it's time.
Right.
People have been saying you should do this for years, but I just wasn't ready. And one day I said, it's time to do it. And I wrote the sales letter a couple days later.
Mm-hmm.
And then I sent out the email, and before I knew it, I had dozens of applications.
This highlights an interesting point. There's a lot of smart things you can do in marketing and in internet marketing, and sometimes it takes time to be
sure.
ready to use a particular method or
right.
a particular distribution channel. I'm glad we're having this kind of a call as our first call in our pre-system series. Because so much of the emphasis sometimes in internet marketing is, hey, it's going to be instant, and you're going to be 0-60, and you're going to have everything firing on all cylinders. And I think everybody knows in their heart of hearts that's just not realistic. But what is realistic is getting a solid foothold, having a solid foundation so you know what you're doing, you're going in the right direction, and bit by bit adding piece after piece after piece to your business until it's something quite quite fun to be running. For instance, in your case, what's your newsletter number, if I may ask? How many?
It's about 50,000.
Wow. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, and from that, you're able to sell teleseminars, sell information products, get people involved in your certification program. Your list grows
right.
on a weekly basis.
And another thing I do that is definitely a source of income, sometimes a major source of income, is sometimes I do partnerships and affiliate things.
Mm-hmm.
So, and more and more and more of those are coming to me. People want to be interviewed, and people have a product or service that they think would be good for my list. So I get to pick and choose.
Mm-hmm.
And then essentially I introduce those people to my list. And I learned this technique many, many years ago. People call it many things, JVs. What is Joe Vitale calls it? Fusion marketing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you have, you can't do everything. I can't do everything. I can't know everything. I can't offer every service. But I realize that there's many other people that can offer services to the same marketplace and are non-competitive. And so I introduce them and do a teleclass with them. And I'm actually doing something like that with you next week because
right.
I want to introduce people to the System Seminar. A certain percentage of people on my list really want to know this information. And so, and I earn some money when I do that. So, there's so many different possibilities and permutations and combinations of relationships that you can build and things that you can promote. I think you just have to, you know, you have to have a really good, screening system for this.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Because sometimes I really wonder, people are, you know, they're promoting, you know, anything and everything just because it seems kind of neat. And I really want everything to be related to helping independent professionals grow their business.
This is a really good point. I know the answer is going to be obvious to you, but I'm going to ask it to illustrate a point. If somebody were to come to you and say, Robert, I've got a deal and you make $3,000 commission on everything and it's great and it's the hottest thing, are you necessarily excited about an offer like that?
Not usually.
Yeah,
because you know, often it seems that they've missed the essence of marketing in that it's all about the deal and how much money I make, but, you know, where's the beef? What's it really about? You know, sometimes it really is something good. Sometimes it's not. Someone approached me and said, I'd like to be interviewed to do an audio program with you on getting organized. And I sent an email back and I said, well, independent professionals definitely do need to get organized, and it is an important thing, and it's been important to me, but I'm not sure it's exciting enough or it will get the kind of attention, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me more?
Mm-hmm.
So she came back and said, look, here's everything that we would cover. Here's everything we do. Here's the value. And I looked at it and I said, this sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So we did an audio program called Getting Organized and Getting Unstuck, and it was my most successful audio program I've ever done.
Wow.
So you never know. I'm a little bit more open to what people have to offer, but it has to be real solid. She was very experienced. She had a great website herself. She wasn't just a neophyte with this. She really knew what she was talking about. Not only that, after the interview, I was so excited, I reorganized my whole office based on her system.
Oh.
And it totally helped my business. So,
wow.
So often I interview people where I really want to understand what they're doing and get
mm-hmm.
the inside scoop. So
mm-hmm.
I interview them like a client would be interviewing them. You know, tell me everything you possibly can. How does this work? And what's the first step? And we did an interview, I did an interview on Monday called Accelerating Client Results. That might be the best one I've ever done. It's all about how to help your clients produce better results more consistently.
Oh.
So I'm always looking for something new and exciting, but real, you know, based in reality that really does work, not just a flash in the pan kind of technique. Some of these sort of bear the hallmarks of some, you know, flashy multi-level system or something.
Mm-hmm.
And there's really nothing behind it.
So really,
it's just about making money, but what do you really get? Oh, well, you help other people make money doing nothing, and that's, I don't like that.
So your first criteria in evaluating any kind of an affiliate deal is quality. You want to make sure that it's relevant to your customers, it's going to be interesting, it's going to be useful, the person's got credibility within their topic, whatever that is.
Right.
The reason I'm making spending some time on this is sometimes people are taught that, don't even think about that. Just think about the numbers, you know, what the conversion rate is and what this rate is. And I know in my case, I would like to see a good conversion rate. I'd like to get a big commission. I'd like to make money. But none of that's very interesting until I'm personally excited about the quality of the information that the other person's proposing to share.
Absolutely. And if you expose people to a lot of garbage, it'll reflect badly on you, hurt your subscriber rate, people will unsubscribe, you'll get bad-mouthed, oh, that guy's just another internet hype meister.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to watch that, because that will really hurt your business.
Well,
so
your biggest asset, you have a collection of assets, but one of your key assets is not only the names on your email list, but how those people think and feel about you and your credibility and your reliability.
Yeah, it's your reputation.
Yeah, and anything that would damage that or sully it or weaken it is not worth any amount of money.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't know what we would call this call, Get Rich Sanely, perhaps. That would be the name of our call today. And I'm glad we started
right.
out with you talking about this topic. You made the transition from local offline business to a business that reaches internationally.
It's kind of crazy. Here I am in Boulder Creek. I have an international business. 25% of the people in my certification program are out of the country.
Hmm.
So I have people in the U.S., Canada, Australia, and England so far.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Internet really gives you a reach and gives you leverage and gives you possibilities that you never had before. It's such a powerful tool. But, again, if you don't focus that right through your business, you just won't get the kind of results you want. You will never really develop a reputation. You might make a whole bunch of money one time or a couple times, but it won't have any legs to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think it's a wrong strategy to have a few different websites, but my strategy was have one website and every product that I offer is on that website.
Mm-hmm.
And people often don't find it on the website. They are directed from the e-zine or an email to that page on my website, but then they can check out other things on the website. It's very integrated. I want people to know that this is an established business. I have my phone number on every page of my website.
Mm-hmm.
I have a way that they can connect with me by email.
Mm-hmm.
I have detailed information about me. I'm really wary about websites where you can't contact them by email or phone.
And you're not quite sure what country they're in.
And then there's no background on who this person is,
yep.
Let alone a picture.
Yep.
And I want to deal with somebody that is a real live person.
Yep.
Now, who is this person? Where are they coming from? What's their background? What, you know, et cetera. And some people do this very well. A lot of people do it very well. I think you do it very well. Some people are using video to get across who they are very well. This fellow, Evan Pagan, is... which many people have heard about,
yep.
is using the internet, but using very, very good videos in which he gives away really good business management techniques and strategies, which leads people to this very expensive workshop that he does. But I think he's done it in a very high-end, very credible way by being interviewed and giving away very powerful information with the use of video. So that's really gotten me thinking. I think I've got to get into video.
Oh, I would encourage you to do that. I think there's a lot of power there.
Yep.
Well, Robert, this has been great. And for those our listeners, if you are interested in being an advisor to others on marketing, Robert's going to be at System 2008. You'll have a chance to take his workshop and see in detail how he does what he does.
We're calling it the anatomy of an internet marketing business.
Oh, okay.
And I'll be showing my site and what I do and just, you know, how I put it all together and how all the pieces fit. So you'll see that through actually online, taking a look at my site and my e-zine and all those kind of things. You'll see it, you know, right there live.
Great. And I think you've gotten a sense of Robert's philosophy and how he approaches his business. And you're going to meet a lot of people at the System 2008 on the faculty and attendees who share this philosophy. We're not against getting rich quick, but we're realistic, and we'd like to get rich, but we want to do it the right way. We want to do it a solid way. We want to do it a sustainable way. And we want to do it by bringing value to whatever marketplace we're in. And Robert really epitomizes this. And he's going to be one of 25 faculty members. Actually, we may even have a few more because we're going to have some group teaching situations. Everybody has their own slice of experience. Everybody's working with different markets. Everybody's focusing on different tools. In Robert's case, it's using the email newsletter. It's providing advice on how to market professional services. But we're going to have people selling physical products, people who sell courses, not just on money-making, but on all kinds of topics. So you're going to get a really broad spectrum of what's possible on the Internet. And you're also going to get cutting-edge technological advice. We're very good at that.
And you'll also meet people. I just developed some online software for marketing that I'm going to be marketing pretty soon. And the person that developed it for me, I met at the System Seminar 2 years ago. Rob Goyette. So you're going to meet all kinds of people that can help you with things, writers, web designers, graphics people, programmers. There's my computer rebooting up again. My power came back on. anyway, it's quite an amazing place to make connections and meet people and form relationships or partnerships or people that can help you for years to come.
Great. And Robert, for people that want to know more about your newsletter, where can they go to subscribe?
Just go to actionplan.com.
Actionplan.com.
Right, and you'll see the links to it right there on the homepage.
Great. And guys, I'm not kidding. I read three newsletters in the marketing arena, and Robert's is one of them. And we're all going to be together in Chicago May 30th, 31st, and June 1st. It's our annual system conference. I have been putting on Internet marketing education events since 1994. So this brings us to our 14th year? It's great, and every year it gets more fun. We've been operating under the banner of the system since 2002. I'm proud to say that lots and lots of people, big names that you would know in the Internet marketing world, got their original training at a system seminar. And I think the reason our success rate is so high is we focus on the fundamentals. I think we've got our philosophy right. And as a benefit of that, we attract the best people in the industry, people like Robert Middleton. So, Robert, thanks a lot. For people that want to read more about the seminar, just go to thesystemseminar.com, and there'll be all kinds of information there about it. And, Robert, enjoy the beautiful weather. I guess, is it still raining out there?
It's not raining now, but... winters, Januarys in Northern California are rainy. So
that's what makes those redwoods.
That's just the way it is. That's what makes my river rise, behind my house.
And those redwoods grow so tall.
That's right.
Okay. Well, have a great day. Thanks for spending time with us.
It was great talking to you, Ken. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.